This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Toad
Kenny!
You want a dome?
Give me one.
Mitch, you want a dome?
I'll take one.
Oh, you want a dome?
Yep.
Orange whip? Orange whip? 3 orange whips. Oh, that's the big conversation around here. $2 billion dome over by Brook Park, by the airport, or in Brook Park, by the airport. Or you want to redo for $1 billion, you want to renovate the current stadium. Aditi Kekabwala, now she spends a lot of time in Cleveland, and she covers the NFL for CBS Sports, the AFC North for CBS Sports. You see her on the sidelines, and she is a person who it's become her thing almost. Like John Rothstein follows college basketball, mm-hmm. and he says that this is, I don't even want to say the name of the month because I'm not getting sued. I have a team of lawyers, John. Go ahead and try it, pal. But Aditi, the weather seems to follow her. She always finds herself in inclement weather. Aditi, you and your business, welcome on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Would you like a dome in Brook Park, or would you like to renovate the current stadium and have open air along the lakefront?
So my feelings on this have actually evolved a little bit. I feel as if I have always thought that the weather, the environment, the snow, the wind, it's all part of the allure. It's all part of the toughness of the Cleveland Browns, that you come and you play in these insane conditions. The same as if a team goes to Miami and it's 94 degrees. But I had a very interesting conversation with someone at the Super Bowl, and I think that, to quote this person, these athletes aren't animals. They're elite athletes. And shouldn't we do all that we can to create the optimum environment for them to be at their best? And quite frankly, I was at a game on Christmas Eve when it was minus 15 degree wind chill, and that didn't help the Cleveland Browns. The New Orleans Saints, who play in a dome, ended up winning that game.
Good point.
So I feel like, for the fan experience, I feel like for just the use of the stadium, which I know is something that Browns ownership has brought up, that if it's a dome, it could be used for far more than just 12 dates a year. I like the idea of renovating another area of the greater Cleveland area and bringing shopping and restaurants and making a destination of some sort. All of that seems to make a lot of sound sense. But of course, if the city decides that ultimately it's better, or if the city ownership, everybody combined, decides it's better to renovate the lakefront stadium, then okay, there's something really wonderful about every AFC North stadium being on the water.
I have to say this. I'm not arguing with you. I would be arguing with a person who said this to you. If that's the case, I hear what they're saying, then why not have everything be grass? Because the players have been pushing for grass for a long period of time. That's the only thing.
You know what? Guess what? I don't work for the National Football League anymore.
Well, I know.
So I don't think I have to be careful about that anymore.
Ooh.
I agree with you.
Ooh.
I do completely 100% agree. I think that if we can put grass in stadiums for soccer, we should be able to put grass in stadiums for football players. And you know what? There is real grass in Pittsburgh and there's real grass in Cleveland, and that's beautiful grass. And those are two of the most awful weather places, and the grass is amazing. The field is amazing.
Yeah, the reason,
so I really do feel it's possible.
Yeah, the reason I wanted to ask you, Aditi, is that I think you are a wealth of knowledge because, again, you spend a considerable amount of time in Cleveland, and we know where you live. But it's like in Cleveland, we're figuring out the stadium situation. In Pittsburgh, they rule that stadium. That county rules that stadium with an iron fist. Like, what? The Steelers can't even put signs up without them approving any of that stuff. So I kind of wanted to see, because you've seen the extremes on both sides where the Browns have basically been given carte blanche to do whatever they want in different ownerships, and the Steelers really struggle with doing anything in that stadium.
A lot of that also, I don't want to wade into the politics of all of that right now, but I think a lot of that also has to do with what is the investment that ownership is willing to make, and how does ownership view the place that they play in terms of, is it an extension of their brand? I don't, you know, I know that many years ago there was quite a bit of sort of, the Steelers have a lot of minority owners, and I know that there were minority owners that wished the Steelers owned the parking lots, that wasn't something that they conceded. There's a lot of feeling that the Steelers, like the Cowboys, could be making a lot more money if they took control of a lot more things. And that's not the interest of ownership, as I understand it. But I probably should have. I'm not an expert on that.
That's
so
fair.
Before I get into trouble, can we make a hard right turn somewhere?
Kick returns. How much is that going to affect things in the NFL?
I'm excited about it, I'll tell you. I'm a little bit confused. I was telling my crew in our group chat yesterday, I'm not anything that increases returns, I'm in favor of, because to me, it was like such a nothing play last year. It was really just annoying. Okay, here's the kick. Okay, here's the fair catch. Okay, here's the ball. Why even bother? I think returns are some of the most dynamic, potentially momentum changing, energizing plays. I want to see them in the game. So if this brings returns back, great. And it's also not about the play itself. It's about the players. Think about players that have sort of made names off of their returns.
Well, I mean, Dante Hall, Devin Hester's in the Hall of Fame because of it, or going into the Hall of Fame because of it. Josh Cribbs is a local legend and hero because of it. I mean, his story is
the
his
Ravens had a guy, Jacoby Jones, who was really, really good at that. Yeah.
That's true.
I definitely think that that's a piece of it.
Aditi, I really am curious because I know they've done all the research and they paid attention to, what was it, the XFL that used this. And I think that the starting field position was just 3 yards difference from what it was in the NFL. But they don't have the world-class returners or weapons that the NFL would have. Is there a chance that this gets out of whack, that all of a sudden field position is at an insane spot where the NFL would have to go back and think about, hey, how do we address this?
Yeah, I don't know about that, right? Because don't you feel like the NFL cares more about scoring than great defense?
Aditi, don't they like an equilibrium, though, too? You know, the NBA, the scoring got out of whack. They changed it midstream by the way they enforced the rules. It's incredible. You can see the line of demarcation of when they changed how they were going to enforce the rules, and it's totally changed. The NFL, would they have a way to do that?
Anything is possible, right? And especially when it comes to officiating, because you have weekly meetings as related to officiating. Crews are graded every week. And so, and there's edicts from the officiating office. Things like that, for sure. I mean, we saw it even with, we saw it last season with, I can't even remember what it was. It feels like a lifetime ago. Was it offsides, or it was the way certain things were called suddenly became a lot tighter? So, yeah, that's possible. But this is all like, this is speculation. Let's see how it plays out. You know, like you're saying, well, if this happens and then this happens and then this happens, let's see if it really plays out that way.
Aditi Kekabwala.
Before we jump to fear. Yes, sorry.
Well, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No,
are
no,
you?
No, I, that, it. Just go. I just feel like we're not sure yet. So it's valid. It's a, like, okay, let's follow it down the road yet, but we don't know yet. So let's have that conversation once we see what the actual results are.
I love it. I mean, it's an entertainment game. It's an entertainment sport, and I'm entertained by the kick returns and everything else like that. I think the NFL was very quick to kind of, hey, it's not as bad as you guys are making it out to be. When they brought the hip drop tackling thing in, it's like, well, we're really concentrating on the swivel, and there's going to be more fines than there are flags. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe that's a little bit well and good, because, I mean, if you're leaving it up to the refs, I mean, we already have enough problems with referees being human and trying to find different rule changes every single year. I thought that could turn into a real mess for the NFL pretty quickly.
I think that that's fair, what you're saying, but I think this is just sort of the nature of any time that there are new rules. There are people that are going to be excited. Okay, let's see what this is. And then there are those that aren't. I thought what was interesting was the fact that the Players Association didn't want that changed, but then you go back and the Players Association actually, you know, 15, 20 years ago, I think it was Mike Florio brought up a Peter King article where, you know, this is sort of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Then the nature of the game to some degree, that a lot of rule changes are met with some initial resistance. But I do think that the rate of injury is so out of whack that it feels significant enough to warrant some sort of addressing. And what we've seen is some sort of change. So let's see. But, guys, I'm so aware of this. My son plays flag football, not tackle, and I keep being asked, when is he going to play tackle? I just think that it is so, so important that kids learn the proper technique from the start of how to tackle and really need to be mature enough to learn that and get that, which is sort of a side conversation. But these are all things that there is a way to tackle. There is a way to tackle with a lot of excitement, with a lot of quote unquote viciousness that doesn't necessarily put the other person at a greater rate of danger. So I think the game trying to figure that out is not a bad thing.
Aditi, I actually have a question about that for off the air because it would take over the rest of the interview. So I'm going to text you later on. But Lima, go ahead because you got some poignant stuff to ask.
Yeah, a lot of moves in the AFC North. We're doing win totals already before the draft even starts. And just curious, you follow this division as close as anybody. What were the biggest moves or the ones that stand out the most to you? And then if you could speak to the Steelers QB situation.
Yeah, well, I think that sort of is the biggest headline. And obviously, just because I live here and because of my relationship with Kenny Pickett and my insight into a lot of that, it's hard to sort of look outside of that at the moment. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty interesting. Russell Wilson has had, you know, we had Russell Wilson, our crew had Russell Wilson week two last year, and he said two things that were really interesting. He acknowledged that the year before had been horrible, and he said, but you know what, if I have an 18-year career and one of those 18 years is bad, then I'll still take it. And now, obviously, at the time, it was week two. He didn't know it would be 2 years. But the same holds true. If he has an 18-year career, if he's a Super Bowl winner, if he's a multiple, you know, time all-pro, whatever, then, yeah, he'll take 2 down years. And then the other thing that he said that I really appreciated was that if you want to climb another mountain, that he felt that he had climbed one mountain in Seattle. And he said, if you want to climb another mountain, you have to be down in the valley. You know, you go up a mountain, you come down, and then you have to climb back up. So, okay, I appreciate all of that. I appreciate that whole mindset. Having said all of that, there is a very, very strong reason that Sean Payton, one of the strongest offensive minds in our game, thinks it is better to pay Russell Wilson $38 million to not be in his building. And so...
And trade Russell Jerry Wilson, Judy.
Yes, yeah, so Russell Wilson has... things. Well, the Jerry Jeudy thing, I don't know that it's fair to lump it all together.
I hate okay? him. Yeah, just call him out for
okay.
his asinine
You know
opinion.
What? Yes, but again, Jerry Jeudy is still a very, very young player. Jerry Jeudy still has an opportunity to, and so does everybody has an opportunity to sort of change how they relate to people in a locker room, who they are, what their persona is, how much they care about how they are perceived or not. Russell Wilson struggled with a lot of things on the football field last year, throwing between the numbers, the rush. He was climbing out of the back of the pocket a lot. The snap counts, relaying play calls, all of these things were a bit of a challenge a year ago. Maybe under Arthur Smith, they're not. He still throws a very beautiful deep ball. He did have some issues sort of – he's never been kind of the locker room guy – that some others are, but maybe there's a learning lesson in what the last 2 years have been. He certainly was very, very much wanted by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin reneged on everything that he had said to Kenny Pickett and what his plan had been. He reneged very quickly on it. A promise was made to Russell Wilson that he would be the starter. That's why you saw him sign so quickly. Now, obviously, a promise made in March is not necessarily the same thing that happens in September. So I'm sure there's a lot of excitement and juice about being wanted. And Russell is posting a lot of videos of himself working out, lifting weights, inside, wearing sunglasses, because, you know, the future is so bright. So you need shades. You guys didn't like that? I thought that was kind of clever.
No, he was just thinking of how he's going to frame his question.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, we did.
Aditi, I'm sorry. Two.
Anyway, Justin Fields, really quickly. Justin Fields, you know, that's a flyer. I was surprised that Ryan Poles said that there was no interest in him. Justin Fields is he's an Ohio State guy. You guys know him well. I was at his pro day. I think he's such a nice young man. He's got a lot of moxie. He also, he still has some things to learn, but he's really young. And I think he's got an opportunity to sort of take a step back and learn and get a bit better, and we'll see. I mean, this could be brilliant or it could be a disaster. Who knows? I don't know, but it's definitely completely, totally overhauling your quarterback room, giving up on the guy that you drafted in the first round just a few weeks after acknowledging that you'd never really put him in position to succeed and all of that. I mean, it's interesting. It's very interesting.
The two games on Christmas, Aditi, 30 seconds. What do you think?
I don't love it, but hey, anything that makes money, right? I don't love it, especially since it's on a Wednesday. I also, yes, that's where I am. Can I tell a story really quick?
Knock us out. Go ahead.
Okay, so this year we had the Titans, and we had had the Titans already. It was very late in the season. We'd had the Titans already. So we decided instead of meeting in person, we were going to meet via Zoom. So ordinarily when we do production meetings, we fly into the home team, we go to practice on Friday, and then we meet in person. But in this case, we were going to meet with the Titans via Zoom on Thursday. And so we had Mike Vrabel very early in the morning on a Thursday. And I had to get my kids lunch made, get their breakfast made, get them out the door to school, get my workout in. And so I put on my workout clothes. I'm doing all of this. And then I'm jumping on this, whatever, 8:30 a.m. Zoom. The way that our production meetings work, our analyst, Adam Archuleta, goes first. He asks questions. Then our play-by-play guy goes. It's Spiro Dedes. And then it's my turn. And Aspira says, okay, Aditi, you go ahead. Brabel says, Aditi, are you wearing a brown shirt? And I looked down. And I had indeed, in the midst of all this craziness, put on a brown shirt because that's what I was going to run in, was this, or that's what I had run in, was this brown shirt. So I said, yes, I was working out in this brown shirt. And Rabel looks at me and he goes, don't you live in Pittsburgh? And I said, hey, I worked for the Browns in the preseason and it was free. And Mike Tomlin always told me, you wear free clothes. And Vrabel starts shaking his head. And then he looks over to his PR guy on the side and he says, Robbie, you make sure we get her a Titan shirt on Sunday. So, okay, we go to my game. I get a Titan shirt, actually. And then I see Vrabel at the combine this year. And I had learned that he was going to work with the Browns in some capacity. And so I said to him, I said, hey, not so bad that I was wearing that brown shirt, huh? Guys, laugh. It was a good story.
I'm sorry. We're getting the whole thing. We're like, we got to go. I love it. No, we love it. We love it. I'm sorry.
Wasn't it a cute story? It was like foretelling. It was like the Spidey sense. I knew that I needed to put brown gear on in front of Mike Vrabel. Well, that's where the story went.
You know how our fans are going to take that Vrabel story.
And the guy has a sense of humor. Boy. Yeah, I mean, he's a great coach. He's a great mind. He's a great motivator. He's a wonderful addition to the Browns. I'm super excited about this. I'm stunned that he didn't get another head coaching job. But this is very, very, very good for the Browns. And now you guys know that he's got a sense of humor, too.
And Aditi, he will be a wonderful confidant for Kevin Stefanski as Kevin Stefanski hands off play calling to Ken Dorsey. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the time.
We'll address that another time.
Yes, we will. Aditi, thank you very much. Oh, she hung. I didn't hang up on her. I gotta make sure the phones are down. Okay. 216-474-0092. One thought on that when we come back. I mean that about the whole Vrabel thing. And Shohei Ohtani and some dude from the Raptors. It's a big week for conspiracy theorists.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.